Wrapping up the previous games and looking forward to the ones to come. This is Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Good Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome to the Preps Rewind right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK. We are brought to you by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. Just stick the number up on the fridge, 454-3355. It is Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. Whether it's car parts, truck parts, big machine parts, you got it all at Gould Parts. On the program today, excited to announce this and talk with him. Blake Olson, you remember him with Altitude Sports, and he is the new voice of UNC football, and we caught up with Blake this week, had a great conversation with him. We'll recap that for you here in the second segment. Segment three, Mike Anderson, the new baseball coach at UNC, jumps in. And if you are a baseball player or know anything about baseball here in the state of Colorado, you know the name Mike Anderson. What a teacher. We'll talk to Mike Anderson in segment three, and then Walker Martin in segment four, the 3A Baseball Player of the Year on the program today. We'll come back in a moment. Blake Olson starts things off here, the new voice of UNC football, next on the Preps Rewind and Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Preps Rewind on another warm Saturday here in Northern Colorado. This is exciting, folks. UNC football announced, we did here at KFK that we've hired Blake Olson. Remember him, of course, with Altitude Sports Network. Then he ran his own company down in Denver doing high school football and basketball down there. But a longtime media member. He is the new voice of UNC football. Caught up with Blake, and here's that interview. Blake, how are you this morning?
Go Bears! Go Bears, Clark!
You said it, man. We're so excited, Blake, that you're joining the party here for UNC football. When this job became available, how quick were you to throw your hat in the ring?
Oh, I don't know. It may have been 13 seconds, maybe 13 seconds, 13.10.
Yeah, that's right.
To be Clark, first of all, let me tell you something. You do a great job, and I appreciate everything you do.
Thank you. And right back at you. I met you a couple of times at state championship games. I've been out here 18 years doing this in Northern Colorado. You were one of the most accessible and nicest people I've ever met in the media market. So I just want to thank you for that, because I was a green thumb then. And, man, you kind of opened things up for me and just said, hey, I kind of belong in this spot, and I appreciate you for that.
Well, you're an old veteran now, and you sound great. And this show is extremely valuable to everyone in Northern Colorado, and I'm sure Southern Wyoming and Eastern Colorado. And I love this part of the state. I grew up here. And when you have a radio station and programming like Brady Holt puts together, sure, and putting talented people like you on the air to expose these young athletes and the schools and the programs and the coaches, that's what it's all about to me. Honestly, I'm so old now, Clark, that I don't get fired up for pro sports anymore. So college football is kind of my thing, and I love the FCS. And right when this opened, and Jerry's a friend of mine, sure, I let him know, man, I want that job, and I let Brady know as soon as possible. And it's been a whirlwind. It's been crazy, but I'm blessed more than anything to take this job and accept this job and be offered it by KFK and Northern Colorado. I just can't say enough. I mean, it means the world to me, because I think this, FCS to me is the most entertaining football in the country. And to have that in our state and be able to go and watch it and experience it live, it's the best thing, in our region, as far as I'm concerned. I'm privileged to be in this position. There is no question about that.
Well, I'm so excited to hear you say that, Blake, because I agree. I think FCS football is fantastic to watch. The more you get involved in it, the more you see that this is just great football. And you're getting in at, I think, the ideal time. Coach Mack in his second year up here coming up. There's nowhere to go for this program, really. I mean, it's a program that since they came from D2 to D1 has struggled. And, you know, you're fighting to get fans in the seats and all that stuff. Big improvement last year with Jerry behind the mic. Now you join it, of course. Everybody knows who Blake Olson is in the state of Colorado as far as broadcasters go. So I'm just excited that you're hitting this at the right time, and you can take this excitement to the next level.
Well, you're too kind, but I will say, yes, I'm fired up because Coach Mack, Coach Mack, I'm so old, I think, you know, the Coach Mack I know is over in Boulder.
In Boulder, that's right.
But I've known Coach McCaffrey for a long time. I used to cover him when I was at the Broncos facility every day. I would watch his practices for 2 straight years. And back in those days, you know, they didn't kick the media out unless you were not willing to stay for every snap. So
that's right.
I was one of the few who stayed for 2 straight years where you could actually watch during the regular season Ed McCaffrey and John Elway and all the greats practice every day. So I got to know Ed then and his family and Lisa, obviously, his wife. And I'm fired up about it because I've watched his kids grow up as
sure.
well. Him and Dylan, I've watched him since eighth grade.
Yep.
So and covered him. So I mean, it's just exciting to have Coach McCaffrey up here and Max, of course, and Coach Darnell and I go back 23 years. The defensive coordinator Jimmy Spencer and I, we've known each other for a long time. One of his classmates in Florida, in Belgrade, Florida, was one of my best friends at Troy University in Alabama. So it's like a homecoming for me. You know, I'm thrilled to be around it. I'm thrilled to watch these guys. A lot of them are local kids that I covered on a weekly basis when we live streamed high school football and basketball games. I think about David Hogan,
sure.
guys like that from Smoky Hill. All these talented athletes coming to Greeley, not only from Colorado, but from around the nation. And I just think Bears fans should be fired up. I think they should mark every Saturday at home, as long as there's a home game, to be out at Nottingham and bring the family. And let's make this one of the great places in the Big Sky Conference, because I love Big Sky Conference football.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. There's no doubt about it. We're talking with the new voice of UNC Bears football, Blake Olson, veteran broadcaster. I want to go there, man. You were so good with Altitude TV, a Denver Nuggets studio host. You're also on the sideline reporting there as well. But I got to ask you, I'm a play-by-play guy. I don't sit well on the other seat. I'm not a guy that can sit and go, okay, I'm going to be the color analyst in this particular game. Mm-hmm. I'm not nearly as comfortable at that. I like to call the action and kind of direct things from the other seat. You as a sideline reporter and a studio analyst earlier, always in the back of your mind, were you going, God, I want to get back in a play-by-play seat?
Yeah, honestly, that's always been my dream. And, you know, I was blessed. I was able to work in TV in two large markets, in Dallas and in Denver, in TV. Prior to Altitude, I worked at an NBC affiliate in Denver, of course, 9 News. Yep. Then I worked at a CBS affiliate in Dallas. And I was, like you said, it was a different role. However, during that time, all I wanted to do was play by play. So, you know, you kind of get directed in one path. And then after I lost my job 6 years ago at Altitude, I said, man, my passion is play-by-play.
Sure.
So instead of waiting around, I didn't want to leave Colorado. I just said, you know, let's just do it at the high school level, the level that I love, along with college football and basketball. And we just started live streaming high school and football and basketball games in the metro area. And I did it with a business partner, a guy who I'd worked with for 30 years ago at 9 News, and, you know, we have the time of our life. and Kansas Credit Union was one of our sponsors, and we, you know, live streamed at a high level 100 high school football and basketball games per year. So I did that kind of to quench my thirst, and then should a play-by-play job open up, I told myself I'm going to be all over it. So that's what happened after Jerry went back to the Rockies.
One of the things I love doing is supporting and following high school athletes out here, but then watching them go to the next level. So I'm just going to be handing off to you and saying, Blake, here you go. Here's the guys I've called for the last 4 years. Now they're coming to UNC to be a Bear, and you get to take them on. And, man, your passion for what you're doing, it just it gets me out of my seat right now. It's so refreshing to hear.
Oh, that's so nice, Clark, and the same goes for me, listening to you and everyone who does this, because,
sure,
you know, at this level, this is where these guys and gals are doing it because they love it,
yep,
and they love the game. I'm about to pick up my son at a basketball camp right now, and Clark, he said the greatest thing I've heard in a decade to me a couple days ago. He said, Dad, these basketball camps are so much better than video games.
You know, yes.
I almost had a heart attack. You know? I mean, it was like Jesus was touching me on the forehead,
right,
and saying, I'm gonna bless you here with this statement. But, you know, I want Greeley to be like Bozeman. I want
yes.
it, you know,
yep.
I want it to have that flavor and that color and excitement and a place for people to go on Saturdays in the fall and just have a blast and watch great college football.
Well, you paint the picture like you can do, you know, you're going to have people clamoring to listen to your broadcast. I can't wait for it. And I said before, I said, I think you're hitting this at exactly the right time to bring the program to a new level. Let me ask you this. Growing up and even later on in your career, who are the play-by-play guys that you loved the most in some of the different sports?
Oh, that's easy. I grew up in Longmont. So when I was growing up, we listened to the Denver Bears games, which was our AAA
sure.
form, you know, AAA team for the Montreal Expos. So Mark Holtz was the voice of the Denver Bears.
Mark Holtz,
he became the Astros play-by-play guy and the Rangers play-by-play guy, and he was phenomenal. He has since passed away of cancer. I was actually working in Dallas when he was doing the play-by-play for the Rangers, and he passed away. But he was phenomenal. Just great pipes, painted the picture, told the story. You felt like you were there,
yep.
and you felt like you were, you know, he was your friend.
Yep.
So he was, to me, he was number one. And I grew up with him, and you know, listening to him and listening on the radio with my grandfather on his driveway. He would smoke a cigar and listen to Denver Bears games in Longmont, and we probably listened to every one of their games.
Yeah, that's. I always go back to my childhood too. I grew up in California, and it was a transistor radio with a headphone in my ear, listening to Vince Scully paint, as you just said, paint the picture. And it, you know, from the time I was 8 on, I was like, this is what I want to do. Someday, I want to be a play-by-play broadcaster. I'm sure it was the same way for you.
Very, very few better than him. There's no question about that. I didn't grow up with Vince Scully. Now, this is what's funny. Coloradans will get this. I never heard of Marv Albert, right?
Really? Yeah.
I never heard of Marv Albert until like the 90s, right? I'm like, Marv Albert? You mean Al Albert?
Hey, Al Albert, Albert, that's know. Right. His bro, yep.
Al Albert was our guy in Colorado when he did the ABA Nuggets and CU Buffs and numerous other, you know, teams around the area. But Al Albert, I was like, what? Al Albert has a brother? You know,
yeah, that's Al's brother. That's right. Yeah,
that in New York.
That's fantastic.
I'm all Colorado, Northern Colorado, the Rocky Mountain region, and I'm fired up because I love my friends in Wyoming as well. And this is just a great part of the country. My oldest brother graduated from CU.
Oh, fantastic!
From UNC. My dad graduated from UNC. My mom and dad went to school there. So, you know, coaches, teachers, all of them seem like they've gone to UNC or they graduated from UNC. So it's a special place, and I really want this thing to be, you know, on a different level. And I know that's what Coach McCaffrey and the athletic department are trying to make it.
Well, they got a lucky deal when you said yes to this thing. So I cannot wait to get to have you, to be able to shake your hand, get you up here. And when are you? I know you've got a lot of homework to do. You got to dig your head into all the UNC stuff. When are you likely to get up here and start doing some stuff on campus?
Oh, I'm gonna. Actually, I moved up here.
You all boom. Look at that.
So I moved up to Northern Colorado.
And
I'm telling you, that was a coincidence. So we're blessed. We're going to be in the Timnath area.
Sweet.
And the Eaton and Windsor area. So at Greeley. So I'm going to be over there as much as I can. And you can follow me on Twitter at BlakeOlson1, the number one. And I'll try to, you know, I like to shoot video and still do the TV stuff. So I'll try to pick up my camera and try to edit some stuff and do content and put it on there for Bears fans and give you as much coverage as possible, because we're going to make this big. We're going to try to win as many football games as possible and fill those stands.
Yeah, that's what we're after too. And with all what you said with your family at Connections at UNC, it is an Olson family homecoming here as you get up
right here.
You get up here to UNC, man. I can't wait. I'm excited. As soon as I heard the news, I said that's not only a great broadcaster, but just a truly dynamic and wonderful human being. I appreciate the fact of, well, again, I'll go back and say how you opened the door for me and were so nice to me early on. But and I know you don't remember that, but I will tell you, thank you for that. And I cannot wait, Blake, to see you up here calling the Bears games.
Thank you, Clark. And I'm excited to do the games with Aaron as well.
You bet.
He's been outstanding. I appreciate him. I appreciate Brady and all you guys. And look forward to seeing you soon.
Big victory for KFKA, man. Thank you so much, Blake, for jumping on with us this morning.
Thank you. Have a great rest of the week.
All right, there is Blake Olson, the new voice of UNC football. So you get Jerry Schimmel in basketball, you get Blake Olson in football. Jerry couldn't do both because of his commitment to the Rockies. So Blake Olson, the new voice of UNC football. He's had dealings with Ed McCaffrey in the past, so you know he knows the situation here. But boy, everybody trying to get excited about UNC football, and Blake Olson is a guy to do it. We'll come back in a moment. Segment three, Mike Anderson, the new baseball coach at UNC. We'll talk to the one of the best teachers in the game of baseball in the state of Colorado. Back in a moment with Coach Anderson right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. To the program, I want to thank, of course, the good folks at West Point Carpet One. They are our player profile, always doing things the right way there. West Point Carpet One, just west of 59th Ave on 10th Street. Got to go down and check out their showroom. It's off the hook good stuff, no question about it. Coming to you from my good friends at West Point Carpet One, where they believe purposeful design is to make ordinary extraordinary. And talking about extraordinary, about Mike Anderson coming to UNC, to the baseball team out there at the school. And as I said, if you know anything about baseball here in the state, this guy has been one of the best teachers there is for not just the college kids, but the younger kids growing up to it. Caught up with Mike Anderson, the new baseball coach at UNC. Here is that interview. Mike, how are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you, Clark and Bruce? Love listening to you guys.
Well, hey,
thanks, man.
Coach.
We appreciate that. Love this, Mike. My goodness gracious, I'm writing down notes on the life story of Mike Anderson, and I'm out of paper, man. This is unbelievable. 10th head coach in UNC history, and this is fun for you because it's a return. You're an alum. You were an assistant coach in, what, 92, I think, out here. Just tell us how cool it is to be back at UNC.
Well, first of all, you just said I'm old in a good way. I love that.
That's right. I say that to Bruce every day, so yeah.
I hear it all the time, Coach. I hear it every day.
Isn't it great? I'll tell you this. I might be old, but I've got a lot of energy, and that's exciting. I get some of the things I've done in the past, and, man, I've had some incredible mentors and some great people from the community here from communities in Nebraska and Oklahoma.
Sure.
And that's great to be able to see that pass. But the truth is, I'm about the future of what we can do here at UNC. And that's the reason I accepted this. And that's the reason I said, let's go for this thing. Not necessarily return to the past, but to build something new and to build something here at UNC that I think this city, this university, and the state of Colorado can start to be proud of and bring something back to this state that is going to be fun. So I there's a lot of energy. I'm really excited about creating opportunities for kids, Colorado kids, and having people look up and say, you know what, doggone it, UNC starting to do some things. So really excited by that.
Well, Coach, UNC has a terrific history of baseball. I mean, going back to the 60s, 70s, just some terrific players, some major league guys, just two to come to my mind. I know there's more, but Joe Strain, Tommy Runnels, Greeley's own Tommy Runnels played in the majors, managed in the majors. But Colorado is a baseball state. And there's a lot of great kids out there. And, hey, you're the guy that can bring them to UNC.
I hope so. I hope there's a bond and a unity that I can create for kids. And, boy, there are so many players. Boy, we'd leave a lot of people out. But of what this past has done, and I've told a lot of the alum coming into this thing right now that, you know, we can really honor and try to get back to what it was in the 60s and 70s.
Right.
Heck, the kids who are recruiting right now, they don't know a darn thing about that
right.
yet. So I think the way to make the alums the most proud of what we can do here is win. And win with Colorado kids and
you
win
bet.
With win with an environment that we can bring kids in from across the country, but those kids are gonna start to experience what Northern Colorado and what we have to offer up in this state. And all of a sudden, they're fishing up in the Poudre River, or they're taking hikes in the mountains, or they're driving past the meatpacking plant, and they understand what we love about this community. So that's what I want to have. I want to have kids that are new, and I want our alum to look back and say, man, what we did in the past is great, but what we're about to do in the future is going to be really cool. So let's give this thing a run and see if we can build some stuff at UNC. For the future.
Mike, I haven't seen a coaching hire like this in this area. I mean, it was big that, Matt comes along for football. But I tell you what, I've heard your name we're digging in preps for the last 10 years out here in baseball. And I hear Mike Anderson here. Mike Anderson, you know, scouting director at PBR. I mean, terrific place for kids to get seen. And that's what you do. I think one of the things about you coming to UNC is what you can do in developing young talent. Bear with me for a sec, because I'm going to embarrass you again. In Lincoln, while you were there with Nebraska, 2003, 9 years there, 2005 World Series champs. I think it was 5 trips to Omaha with that team. Listen to the individual stuff. 2005 National Player of the Year, Alex Gordon, you coached. 5 National Player of the Year finalists. 9 first-team All-Americans. 5 Big 12 Players of the Year. 23 first-team All-Conference honorees. 4 freshman All-Americans. That's one of the big reasons people are excited. They know what you can do, and they want you to see you guys do it here at UNC.
Thank you for the past again, and I love that. But let's be blunt. I grew up in Eaton. I got really, really lucky. Man, I'm a small-town kid.
Sure,
I got
sure.
really lucky and got. I had a ton of football coaches, baseball coaches, basketball coaches that were mentors, that were great coaches. And then I came to UNC and played for Coach Petroff and Coach Barnes
yep.
that were great teachers. And then I got into professional baseball and got mentored by a guy named Joe Madden.
No, that's
Man,
not
how,
bad.
How lucky am I that I had teachers? What I want to do at UNC is teach. That's my passion. I love it. Development of young men is extremely important to me. We're trying to put a staff together right now that it's going to create that culture of teaching, a positive environment. We want to win. We want to develop. But everything you just said, it's an honor. And man, I'm in the position that I'm in because I had young men that were willing to work and develop.
Sure.
I want to do that. I want to do that same thing here. And on the recruiting side of things, that's going to be really important that we find young men that want to grow. So that's where we're at with it. And like I said, I'm fortunate that I had great teachers. And guess what? UNC is a pretty good teaching school. Pretty darn good business school. So I think there's some opportunities for kids to say, I'm going to come up there and get better. And who knows, we can look up and say, that kid went to UNC and now he's playing for the Rockies. So what a neat experience that would be.
Coach, disappointing that Colorado State, CU, eliminated their baseball programs. I mean, I'm a big baseball guy, and go back to the Irv Brown days when he was the head coach at CU, and the guys that graduated from CSU and their baseball glory days. But UNC has been able to at least maintain a program, and you know, what do we do to get it back? What are you going to try to do to get it back, you know, to that national level that maybe in the future there is a trip to Omaha?
Well, Omaha would be great. I'll tell you this, my first step and my first goal is to say, let's try to figure out a way within the Summit League to get ourselves into that conference tournament, and you have to win that conference tournament to get to an NCAA game.
Right. Sure.
So it's been a long time since UNC's played an NCAA game. That's my first initial goal. We can expand that once we get there. But to get this thing back, we've got a long-standing history of people contributing. Obviously, you've got a guy that's in this local area, Dick Monfort, and the Monfort family has been incredible to UNC. He's committed to our program, always has been. It's going to take a village. It's going to take an understanding of, you know, Darren Dunn has been great and has shown great vision for what this can be. And I think one of the things that we talked about was I get the opportunity to coach this team, but here's the truth. I want to run this program, which helps UNC, which helps the city of Greeley, which then also helps the state of Colorado. And I'd love to see Colorado take notice to it. Just in a regional and a sense of this, if Northern Colorado, this area, with the talent that you guys see and all the sports that you cover,
sure,
that we start to see kids say, you know, that UNC baseball program is a viable place for us to go and develop. You know, I dream big. I'm not saying there's promises, and there's been no promises of what we can and what we can build. We're going to build the team first and build the program, but it sure would be nice to look up and say, man, Greeley's made a commitment, and the city and the university are working in some partnerships, and there's some things happening that we never imagined, and look what's happening now. So I am a dreamer. I'm a big dreamer. I value what we have and appreciate what we have right now, but I looked at this entire thing as a chance to grow and to grow kids in this environment that we all love. So that's what I'm trying to do, and we're gonna hit the ground running as hard as we can. So.
Talking with Mike Anderson, the 10th head coach in UNC baseball history, as he jumps in here. The lucky thing for us, Mike, is you know this area. This is Northern Colorado. Colorado just by itself is a hotbed for baseball that many people outside of Colorado just don't know. We sit here and do the local, you know, Northern Colorado high school games. You said Eaton, you know, you look at Windsor, you look at some of the programs out here, Rocky Mountain with Scott Bullock. I mean, you've got a hotbed of players here every single year. We'd love to see them stay at home and go to UNC.
We're fortunate. We've got, you just mentioned some programs and some coaches that develop talent. It's everything we talk about. The nice thing is 20 years of doing this in college baseball, I've created a lot of great connections and ties and you know, my colleagues in high school coaching in this state. But that's really nice. My last 3 years working with prep baseball, being the scouting director for the entire state, I've got great connections that way with state coaches and a lot of the baseball talent. So it's going to be a challenge, obviously. But boy, you see what's happening, and that young man that everybody's overlooking on a big scale. Okay, SEC and the Big Five, and he's a talented kid, but everybody's overlooking him. We're not going to overlook him.
Sure.
And the other one is that young man that nobody sees that talent. They don't see the growth. They don't see that desire inside. He may not be throwing 92 miles an hour as a senior in high school. He's throwing 87. But you just know if you get your hands on him and get a chance to develop him in a year or two, he's got the chance to develop within your program. So those are the kids that I get really excited about, that they just might not be ready for the big time, but they sure are ready for us, and we're going to make them big time.
Coach, you mentioned putting together your staff. Is there? Do you have anyone hired yet as your assistants, or what's that process looking like as you move forward?
Great question. Again, it takes a village. I understand this isn't all about me, and my goal right now is to create the most positive culture that I can for our kids. We're going to be competitive. It's about development. And in this day and age, boy, you better be right on treating kids the right way at all times. So right now, I'm in the process. We've got to go through the HR process with everybody. I'm having conversations daily with the right type of people. And really, it's putting together a core of myself as a head coach, but assistants that really want to go at it and work with kids. That dynamic of being able to step in front of a group of kids and say, this is our coaching staff and this is the way we're going to go about our business is important. So, yes, no specific names, but I think people will be happy with who we're talking with.
Also, with UNC and its baseball program, one of the knocks on it has been they haven't had a full amount of scholarships. I don't know whether that's, you know, true, changing, or whatever, but will you be able to maximize the number of scholarships from the NCAA that is allowed?
Great question. I'll tell you this, if you look at what's happening within the transfer portals and if you watch college baseball right now, there might be a transition that's happening to the top 75 to 100 programs in this country are moving towards trying to get more scholarships, which is going to create a disparity. I mean, it's going to be different. So UNC, no, we're not fully funded yet, and that might be a while. I know Darren is Darren Dunn, our athletic director, is working hard at making sure the entire athletic department is funded the correct way. Baseball is a part of that. There are things that when I come into the situation, how do we maximize what we do have? The one thing I want to do is understand it's a challenge, but it's worth it. We can maneuver. We can do some things without the full funds immediately. But and I think kids make commitments, and so do we. So the best way to say it is, yeah, there's challenges, but it's worth it. So,
Mike, before we let you go, you're a teacher of baseball. You mentioned Joe Maddon, Tom Petroff, the coaches along the way. Have you grabbed a little bit from everybody to get where you are? I know you were a scout for the Jays for a while, too. All of the baseball knowledge that you have and the way you impugn this to the kids, how do you who do you take from? Who are the guys that you remember most and the things they talked about?
Such a great question, and thank you, because it gives you a chance to tell people about Jim Danley and Bob Irvin up at Eton, these guys that worked your tails off to make you a better person, Buff Campbell, Tom Petroff, these guys that have been such mentors along the way for me. And the biggest, the characteristic that's similar to everybody, the one thing, Greg Riddock, Tommy Runnels, those guys took me in as a young baseball player at UNC and said, hey, this guy's going to probably be a teacher and a coach. And those guys have always been so special to me. But the one characteristic that they all had, it's serving. They taught me how to serve. Yes, it's fun to be a coach. When you get to the point that you start to really serve other people and mentor other people, I'm where I'm at right now because of these guys that were mentors to me and taking me through the process. Exactly what I want to do for young kids and young coaches and the staff that we have. And just try to serve other people. If we do that, I think that builds the culture right there that we want within this baseball program and in the community. I hope you guys start to see that and recognize it within our program. Carly Wasacki has done a great job of doing that within this community. He's a teammate. He's a past coach here and couldn't love him anymore. So there's so many things that go on with that, but there's so many people in this community that helped me, like I said. So great people.
Yeah, no question about it. Mike, congratulations. We want to build this thing. We want to get people excited about UNC baseball. I think that's the thing that we need them, honest to God. I think it's the thing that UNC we need the most work on. We need to get people out to the ballpark, get them excited, see the great quality of baseball they're going to see out there with the UNC Bears. And I know it's coming from you. So we appreciate you and appreciate your time jumping on the air here.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate all the work you do for Northern Colorado and all the kids up here. Thank you.
All right. There is Mike Anderson. Can't wait for that season to kick off when they'll start playing in February. Probably start to get out on the field or indoors, I would assume. That's the one thing about UNC baseball. First part of the season, they have to travel due to the weather. But Mike Anderson's going to make it exciting this year over at UNC on the baseball field. Come back in a moment. 3A Player of the Year, Walker Martin. Last time we'll catch up with him this year anyway. Then he comes back for his senior year at Eaton. That's next right here on Preps Rewind on a Saturday. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Segment of the program here on a Saturday. We're coming to you live from the Allo Communication Studios. It is Preps Rewind, brought to you by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, right off of Highway 85 and Collins Street. Give them a call today for anything you need. Any part you need, they'll grab it for you, and they'll do it before anybody else can even think about it. It's Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, 454-3355. Speaking of Eaton, how about the 3A Baseball Player of the Year? Had him on a bunch during the season, and this was just kind of a kudos to Walker Martin as the 3A Baseball Player of the Year. Here's that interview. Walk, how are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Okay, Alabama right now, right?
Yep, yes, sir. Yes,
okay,
sir.
So club team, is that what we're doing out there? We're playing more baseball?
Yep, we're playing more ball with the club team now. So it's transferring from high school right into travel ball. So yeah. it's constant. So,
dude, you don't stop, right?
Right, nonstop.
And Walker, that's what it takes, right? I mean, you're going on to SEC baseball. If anybody saw over the weekend how close the Hogs were to getting to the finals,
right.
Dropped it to Mississippi. I think at the final it was 2-0 in that one. They just got out pitched a little bit. But I'm sitting out there watching the game against Mississippi, just thinking, man, there's Walker Martin. He's going to be out there with these guys. That's pretty cool stuff. I'm sure you got to take a look at it.
Right, yeah, it's pretty exciting stuff for sure. I mean, anytime you get to go to Omaha and see that, and it's pretty special. Just to be able to go to the school and have that chance to do it over again is just really cool to me, and can't wait for the future. It's really exciting.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's not like they are not ever in the picture. They're always in the picture, but
right.
Look at them right there knocking on the door. You know, you're 2 years away from jumping up and being part of that big gang in Fayetteville, so a pretty cool
right.
stuff, no doubt about it. Talk to me,
right.
Walker, about your year, man. It was an unbelievable season for you guys. Again, you know, back-to-back championships. You can go for another one. It's hard for me to believe you got another year. Do you ever go, wow, do you ever wish... And this is just an odd question. Do you ever wish, I wish this was my senior year. I wish I was jumping out to Arkansas. Now I've done what I can do. We've won titles. I'm player of the year. Or are you kind of looking forward to this last senior year?
No, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I've always wanted to do more than I did in the past years. I mean, going into it, I'm looking to do the same result, win another state championship. I know it's going to be tough, but I mean, I know we're going to have some guys back. And, I know our guys are going to be tough again. So I'm really excited about that going into the senior year. I mean, just setting more goals. I mean, doing something that Eaton hasn't done in a while. Just,
sure.
just winning back to back in football, and then potentially back to back in baseball as well. So that's just something I have set goal for. I mean, I just want to carry that on and just finish off that way. So.
Yeah,
not done yet, so I'm just really excited to get going with the senior year, for sure.
Yeah, we're talking about three-peats in both sports, dude, so
right.
Yeah, six rings would be not a bad thing at all. So,
right, that'd be cool.
I bet you could do anything in the world. If they gave you a square ball and said you got to knock it through these two posts or something, you could go do it. You're that kind of athlete. So baseball, basketball, football, have you ever been in anything else other than those three sports?
I did a little soccer when I was younger.
Did you?
I gave that up pretty quick after had a little fight with the kid when I was younger. So, I mean, he just got over that. So, I mean, yeah, so after that, I was like, they put me in football right away. So yeah, I'm glad they did that. But I did play soccer, and then that's really about it. But just mainly four sports when I was growing up, but back down to three. So
you bet. We all know you're headed to Arkansas to play baseball. You're a baseball guy, but you're also the starting quarterback on the football team. At what point this summer are you going to branch from baseball and say, I need to start doing some stuff for football season coming up? Are there 7-on-7 camps? And are you getting pulled both ways? I mean, from baseball and football? I mean, how does that work for you in the summer?
Really? During this time, I'm really focused on baseball, helping out with my club team, really focused there. And I know Coach Lemon, he understands it. He supports me through it. And I couldn't ask for a better coach for that. So he's really supportive about that. But when it's time, like when I'm home around, and I got some free time and we have practice or something, I'll go out and just make sure, keep my arm good and just getting routes done with receivers and just refreshing the memory before you head into the season. So yeah, really in the summers, it's really full-time baseball. But if I have some spare time, I usually head over to football if I can. So,
all right, Colorado State 3A Player of the Year in baseball. Do you get hardware for that?
What's that?
Do you get hardware for the Player of the Year award?
I don't know. Honestly, yeah. I'm not sure about that. But
you don't care. You can stick in your closet with the rest of the stuff. So yeah, it's all good stuff. Walker, man, you've been so accessible for us this year. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but we get to watch you again next year. So we're blessed for that. Thank you for thank you for being so good with us this year, and great success this summer. And we'll see you on the field again next year. And congrats, man. 3A State Player of the Year. That's one you can put on the trophy case.
Right. Appreciate it. It means a lot. Thank you guys for having me on. And it's really special. Me. Thank you.
And that was Walker Martin, 3A Baseball Player of the Year for the Eden Reds junior. Well, he'll be a senior next year. So before he gets to go to Arkansas, got a whole nother year to be the starting quarterback on the football team. He may play basketball again. We're not sure about that. And then come baseball season, maybe back-to-back-to-back state champions. He leads the Reds to in the baseball season coming up here in his senior year. So pretty cool stuff. Thank you to Blake Olson, Mike Anderson, and Walker Martin, all for jumping on the program today. This has been the Preps Rewind, brought to you by Gould Parts. Have a fantastic rest of your July 4th weekend right here from Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.